Here we go in the halachas of brachos. We are continuing over here in the dinim of brachos. And I want to discuss today two important shalos that are very lumaisa that could come up very often. And the first one is, hopefully it's a daily shalo, is do we make a bracha when drinking water? Okay, you should say, think that this is a pashut question. Of course you make a bracha when you drink water. Shakol ni abidvaro. So the Mishnah tells us, Memdalad amad alfa, shota mayim litzmao, mevar shakol ni abidvaro. Okay, so yeah, you drink water, you make shakol ni abidvaro. But there's a very important word that is added into the Mishnah over here, litzmao. You drink water because you were thirsty, then you are going to drink, then you're going to make a shakol ni abidvaro. So the Gemara understands that this is a very important word, and therefore it says lafuke mai. The Gemara and Memdalad amad beis ask, what's this coming to exclude? If you're not drinking for thirst, what are you doing for? So it says, Lafuke leman dechan ketkei umsa. It's someone who was choking on some raw meat. He was choking on some raw meat, and he needed to get it down, so he took some water to get the food down. Therefore, on that, he would not go ahead and make a bracha on the water. That's the maskana of the Gemara over there. So, shota mayim litzma'o, you get a bracha, okay? But if you just dechan ketkei umsa, you're not going to have a bracha. So, Rov Rishonim, Tosos, the Rosh, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, Chuli v'chuli, many, many Rishonim understand that this Sugya is only talking about water. This is only talking about water. Why only water? Why should water be any different than anything else? That sounds like just water. If you're drinking litzma, you're going to make a bracha. For other purposes, you would not make a bracha. But other things, you would be different. The reason is, the Svara, the Rishonim bring down is that by water, the only reason why one is going to get hana from water is because he is quenching his thirst. That is the hana that one gets from water. Water does not have any flavor, okay? Water does not have flavor to it. So therefore, there's no hanas hachech. There's no hana on the tongue. Therefore, you don't make of the shakol ni abidvaro is on the fact that you are quenching your thirst. Because you're quenching your thirst, that gets a shakol ni abidvaro. You're satiating it as opposed to in the context of thirst. That's going to get the shakol ni abidvaro. But there's no hana sachich. Therefore, if you're not drinking it for this hana purpose, you're not really getting hana from the water. And therefore, it's not hana that you get a bracha on. You would not have to make a shakol ni abidvaro. Masha ain't came. All other liquids, they're going to have a flavor to it. Even if you're not thirsty, you have to make the shakol ni abidvaro on the fact that you are getting hana on the drinking of that liquid. And therefore, if you're drinking Coke, coffee, juice, v'chulei, you're going to have to make a bracha of shakol ni abidvaro. Says the Ritva in Hilchos Brachos. The Ritva in the end of the Chedusha Ritva in Brachos, he has a Hilchos Brachos. Over there in Hilchos Brachos, per Gal. Simon Gimel says, "Ashot tamayim litzmo mevarich." But if you're choking, when now we go to bracha, "Mamed varim amurim b'mayim." Aval b'yayin mevarich shekfar nena v'nozon gufu mena mikol makom. Because you're getting hana and you're getting nutrients to your body mikol makom. Because other things have a, they have also hana to the tongue. And furthermore, the Ritva points out, they also have nutrients they're getting to the body. The water doesn't have any calories. There's no nutrients to it. It's healthy because it quenches your thirst and it fills up your thirst from other things. And obviously your body needs water to exist. So therefore, if you're not drinking water because it quenches your thirst, your thirst has been quenched. You're not thirsty. You would not make a bracha on this water. That's how Rav Rishonim understand this, as opposed to Rav Amram Gaon. Brought down in the Talbina, Rabbi Yonah Amabezim Amabezim Rasul Afuke, he disagrees on two nekudas. Number one nekuda he disagrees on, all other Rishonim understand this whole sugya that you're not going to make a shakol ni abidvaro. If you're not drinking litzmo, also you're not going to make a bracha achrona. You wouldn't make a bari nefashos if you had a revius of water. If you had a revius of water, but you're not drinking for thirst purposes, you would not need a bracha Rishonim, and you would not need a bracha achrona. Rav Amram Gaon says he disagrees on both nekudas. Number one, he says, this is only a din in bracha rishona. Bracha achrona you would still have to make. And number two, it's lav dafka water. All liquids are the same thing. It's the mayim is the main liquid, let's say. Okay, therefore, that's lav dafka water. It's mashal that all other liquids would be the same. Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo is medayik that the Rambam holds like Rav Amram going awesome. So we do have a major machlokas in the Rishonim over here. an obvious major hashlachos lemaisa. What would be the din by drinking other liquids when you're not doing it? When you're doing it to chankate umse, you're coming to unclog your throat, let's say, like the Gemara tells us. We paskin alecha lemaisa simin reish dal. Siv zayin kedaz rov rishonim on both nakudas. That this din is only by water and not by other things. Okay. So he passed into also that it's only shayach by water like Rav Rishonim, and it's shayach bein bebracha rishona, bein bebracha achrona. Okay, comes the gra, and he claims that this is lav dafka water, not because he passes like Rav Amram Gaon and the Rambam, but rather even within the Rav Rishonim, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, he claims that water doesn't mean only water and other things that don't really have an intrinsic good taste to themselves. Okay, the gra claims that by teeth. Meaning tea without any sugar, without any adding any things out, flavor tea, just regular tea, regular coffee, black coffee without any sugar or milk, and just milk by itself, they have a din of water also. That's the Sishita of the Gra. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shita thought that is the Svar in the Chona, and that would be correct, and therefore any other drink that's without any additives and things like sugar or flavoring and stuff like that would also be the same din also. Now, what about seltzer? What about the seltzer? Okay, seltzer obviously does not, we're not talking about flavored seltzer, regular seltzer, does not have any water, but also only has the bubbles. So some poskim in the Zosa Bracha, page 311, says, therefore, because of the bubbles, seltzer belongs in category B, and like Shar Mashkin, you would always need a bracha on seltzer. That's not how Marina Rabin or Rav Shlita thought. He thought seltzer has a din in water, at least in this din over here, since it doesn't, it's just bubbles. It's the bubbles, and that's not considered, we don't make a bracha just on bubbles. So the bubbles, you don't make a bracha. The water, you don't make a bracha. Both of them together, you would not make a bracha on, unless you're drinking it litzmo. And that gets into the very important question. We talked about two opposite way reasons to take drink into your system. One is the general way we are getting hana because we are thirsty and therefore we want to drink. That's going to be a shackle in the Abidra all the time, even by water. And then you have this opposite extreme case that Gemara talks about, where you don't need care about the drink at all. You just want to stop choking. Okay, you don't want to end up in the hospital, so you take some of the water to get down the food down your esophagus. Okay, so now what's going to be? What about all these middle cases? So they slachkor. Is it a dafka dinin when you're thirsty? That it's mine litzmo, that's where you need a bracha. Anything to exclude that case where you're not drinking litzmo, it would not be. Or is the Gemara dafka? Dafka chankate umse, that's where you're not going to bracha. Anything that we more in the middle between tzmo and chankate umse, you would require a bracha. We'll get to some of these examples in a couple of minutes. And that's the question over here, the chakir, which one's dafka? Is the Mishnah dafka? Dafka litzmo? Or is it the Gemara's dafka? And it's dafka chankate umse. So if you look in the Rambam, Perches, Halacha Aleph, he says, Beferish hashosa mayim shelo liravos tzmao eino ta'on bracha. If you drink water not to quench your thirst, it does not get a bracha. Which one's dafka? Is the Mishnah dafka or is the Gemara dafka? According to the Rambam.
Mishnah.
The Mishnah is dafka. The Mishnah, only when you're drinking mayim litzmo, that's an bracha. Anytime it's not litzmo, says the Rambam, no bracha. Mashma, that the Mishnah is dafka, and that's the way the Beralacha, the Ibram Asla, shows some mayim, and Simon Reish Dial, is medayik from the Rambam also, and that's how he ends up passing alacha lemaisa, that smo is dafka. Only when you're thirsty, that's when you're going to make a bracha. Anything else, you're not going to get a bracha. Now, that's true, and that's how we're going to pass in halacha l'maisa. But a couple of very important nakudas. Number one, the ra'ah points out that it's true. But it's l'tzmo, that's why you need a bracha. If it's not l'tzmo, you don't really need a bracha. But says the ra'ah, I don't know. I just took a cup of water, and I made it in the machine, and I fill it up, and you get water. I don't know. This stumble, when someone takes a cup of water, it means they're thirsty. So you can assume, if you don't know, you're not going to start being chulker. Am I really thirsty? Am I really not thirsty? If someone takes a cup of water without a different intent, generally, the intent is when you take a cup of water that you are going to take it litzmo. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down lemaisa also. But now a couple of very important nafkaminas in terms of our halacha over here when drinking mayim litzmo. What happens if you take water to take down medicine? You just want water. You want to take medicine right now? You take down water. So it's going to be hushed over here. That would be a din of not litzmo. You're not drinking because you're thirsty. You just want to take down a pill. Okay, what's the difference if the pill was stuck in my throat? I took the water, I did it, so the pill won't get stuck in my throat. The water over here is just a conduit in order for me to get the medicine down my throat. And therefore, if I'm just drinking the water for that, then I would not require a bracha. Now, if I put in a full cup of water in order to take a pill, obviously I'm not just doing it for the pill. I'm also thirsty also. Then you would be able to make a shakol niyabidvaro if you're both kavanas over here. But if your kavana is only to go ahead and take down the pill, you take a little bit of water, just take down the pill, you would not require a bracha. As opposed to other liquids. If you take a cup of Coke, okay, you take some fruit juice in order to take down the pill, then you're going to make a shot called the other door. It doesn't matter. The little bit of hana, right? You're not going to get benefit from this world without making a bracha. Yes.
If you have a spicy pepper, then you have a glass.
Okay, that would be another example. We'll get to in a minute. Okay, another example the Mishnah Berurah brings. Okay, we'll talk about your example is if you ate a hot pepper, you thought it was a red pepper, and it was really a chili pepper, and your mouth's burning it off, you take a cup of water to take it down, it's pushed, you're not going to be so pushed that even if you eat bread in that case, it's considered tuffel to the hot pepper, you wouldn't even have to make a bracha on the bread, the Gemara talks about in that case. So over here also, if you're just doing it in order to cool down your mouth, no bracha would be. The Beralacha, Dibra Masla, shows that the same Beralacha that we mentioned before, he says another nafkamina. And this could be somebody getting themselves in trouble. And then let's say someone has a suffix shear of something that requires borei nefashos. Okay? He eats a food. Do I make borei nefashos? Not. I don't know if they eat enough for shear or not. So what do you do when you're a suffix? You just have another shear. You go ahead and take another shear. So if someone wants to take another shear in order to make sure they can make a bracha korona, if he takes a cup of water and drinks a ravias of the water in order now he can make a bracha korona, you've not helped your situation at all. Because the water over here is not because of thirst, says the Bir Halacha. You're drinking the water just to get yourself out of suffix brachos. Getting yourself out of suffix brachos is not going to help you over here if your kavana was not really, really litzmo. Then we get to a more difficult question. And that is, we can turn to Sam over here and ask the following question. Before you go on a 26-mile run, okay, you might not be thirsty at the beginning of your journey. However, what do you want to do? You want to fill your bodies with liquids beforehand in order that you don't come to dehydrate later on. Okay, so you're going to drink lots of liquids beforehand for more of the rest of the world who doesn't run 26 miles. You're going to go ahead and ask, what about someone who fasts? Going to be fasting. So, you know, your mother always tells you before the fast, make sure you take down a pitcher of water in order that you're marba benozlim, so you get lots of liquids in your body and not come to dehydrate during the fast. What would be that? You're not necessarily thirsty right now, but you're coming to prevent thirst later on. You're laharbos nozlim before exercising, okay? Or before going on a hike, whatever it might be. Is that something you would require a bracha on or not? This becomes a machlokas between two of the Gedolia posts, given that Rav Yashuv Zatzal and Lahadol. L'chaim, Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita, have a machlokas over here. Rabbeinu Moreno, Rabbeinu Harav, Dibur Masel Litzmo, bring quotes from Rav Yashuv saying that you do not make a bracha because that is not considered Litzmo. And you're not thirsty right now. So therefore, if I'm taking on liquids, I'm going to drink a bottle of water right now. In order that I'm going to fill my bottle of liquid, I don't come to dehydrate later on. That's not Litzmo. It would not require a bracha. Moreno, Rabbeinu Harav Shlita disagrees with this psak. And he holds that this is the ikar reason why we have water. The whole purpose of drinking is order to fulfill our body with nozlim, in order that we don't lose nozlim in our body. The whole purpose of drinking is this purpose. And therefore, how kiyum is by drinking is by filling our body with liquids. And therefore, says Moreno Rabbeinu Nevesel, is the double poshet, that if you're drinking in order that you don't come to lose liquids later, therefore, that is considered like litzma'on, and therefore you go ahead and make a bracha on the water. Okay? So that's the psak and a couple of important minafkaminas in terms of that. Now, in terms of what we said earlier on, that if this is bein b'bracha rishon bein b'achrona, listen to this gra. This is very, very beautiful. Says the gra, when you come to make a bracha achrona on water, you have to be very careful, because even if you are technically thirsty at the beginning of the drinking, but you have to be thirsty for a revious amount of water in order to make a bracha achrona. Meaning if you would have quenched your thirst by having a half a revius of water, that means the second half of a revius of water was not there for the tzmon. And therefore, you only had a half of a revius of water, and that would not require a bracha achrona. You have to make sure that, okay, most times we're thirsty. See, 1.5 ounces, you're going to quench your thirst, and not 3 ounces. Generally, you're going to want more than 3 ounces. So it's not so crazy, but it's a very, very important chat. Very beautiful point. The Gra points out over here by bracha achrona, you need to be thirsty for a revius amount in order to make a bracha achrona. The last thing in terms of water is what would be the case where you're doing lishrosis ha'ochel. You're coming to help digest the food. You're coming out to digest. The end of the beralacha says meferish that is like tzma'on, and you would have to make a bracha on over there. It's helping the digestion process. Okay, and Mishnah Berurah points out, as he called Mena, as I mentioned before, he quotes the Ra'ah, or he quotes the Psak of the Ra'ah, and that Stam Shtiyah, when you're just taking a drink, and you're just not thinking about it, Stam Shtiyah would be Litzma'on.